Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by Forever Family Foundation. On the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name. The echo is haunting. The echo is always the same. I call your name. The echo is haunting. An echo can never be changed. So I call your name.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Joe Peretta, and I'm your host for this evening. We'll be taking your calls live on air in just a minute to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit, so give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008, and if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories, and you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com. And we spell that H-U-G-Z. Excuse me. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Joelle Tremblay, and she'll be joining us in just a moment. But first, we have a few quick updates. On April 11th at 2 p.m., we have our Visionary Explorers Group. And the Visionary Explorers Group was created explicitly to explore non-physical realities, subtle body experiences, after-death communications, and unexplained visionary experiences. Members are curious about these phenomena and are committed to exploring their roots and implications regarding our physical existence. Members share, reflect, and exchange thoughts about some of their experiences and areas of interest and curiosity. This is not a grief support, counseling, or therapy group. The Visionary Explorers Group is a joint project of the Forever Family Foundation and the Cadillac Center. To be eligible, attendees must be a member of the Forever Family Foundation. The group meets online on the second Saturday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. And for more information, please email Kim Saavedra at visions@camlac.com. And Camlac is spelled K-A-M-L-A-K. Then on July 24th at 4 p.m. to July 26th, we are holding our Summer Grief Transformation Retreat. And it was featured in the Netflix series Surviving Death, and it's an all-inclusive, very special weekend of like-minded people and experienced facilitators coming together to share, learn, explore, and discover. This retreat is being held in an intimate center with a bucolic setting and features a combination of small breakout sessions and general presentations, all designed to open minds to the reality that there is life beyond physical death. This retreat has limited attendance, and small breakout sessions will further enhance the overall experience. And for more information about us, please go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's get to our show. I'll introduce our guest tonight, and our guest is Joelle Tremblay, and she built a successful career in the corporate world and almost earned her doctorate before an unexpected awakening changed everything. While pregnant, she began receiving messages from spirit, an experience that would unfold into the life's work she is now doing today. Now, the only medium in Canada certified by the Forever Family Foundation, Joelle blends evidence-based mediumship with compassion and care for those navigating grief. Through her work, she helps families experience connection, comfort, and proof that love truly continues. And without further ado, hi, Joelle.
Hi, Joe. Thank you for the intro. Yes, thank you.
Oh, of course. Well, thanks for being on the show again.
Thank you for having me. I'm always nervous, but again, it's a good sign. I want to be of service.
Nerves are good. Exactly. Nerves are good. Like we were, Joelle and I were talking before the show, and I was telling her that a medium shared with me years ago about being nervous, that if you don't get nervous, it probably means you don't care.
Or maybe I care a lot.
Out of control. So being nervous is actually a good thing. It's a good thing. It means you want to do a good job. Okay, so Joelle, we have some time to chat before we get to the phone lines. So I wanted to ask you, so many people ask me this question, and like I have the most boring answer ever to it. But what do you do to get in the zone before readings, or just to like in general stay in the zone and prepare?
That's very interesting. Now I'm curious about what your answer is, because we're all different flavors, right? Like,
right.
We all prep so differently for our readings.
Right.
And I don't know your experience, Joe, because you've been doing this for a longer time than I have. But for me, in the last 3 years, it's evolved, right? Like, it used to do like a 30 minutes, like sitting in the power, whereas now it's a lot more flexible, and it's sometimes like tune in automatically, but I do always do a grounding exercise. I always just, connect with myself. And I do have also a non-religious prayer that I just send out to my angels for protection and for the outcome I'm hoping for that day. But yes, and then I feel like you and I, we shared this trait of like being the expression of being high on life. I feel like having just a natural high vibrancy always also helps with the connection because it's easier to then read them and yeah. So I do feel like my natural tendency of being just a high vibe person does help as well. Yeah.
It definitely helps. Well, I will share that my preparation these days is almost nothing, which is actually not good. Because to your point, when I first started, I would always like meditate, and I would be so like, oh my God, like I have to get this 15, 20 minute, 30 minute meditation. And then, as time went on, you kind of learn like, all right, you might not always have the time for that. Like, and I don't even have kids. Like, you have children, correct? So like, you have things you got to do. Like, there are people who need you to live. So you don't always have a half an hour before,
No,
a
I
meeting
just
or
coming
two
out of
or three.
bedtime right now.
There you go, right? You just like, left the nursery, and here we are on, broadcasting. But if I don't feel in the zone, well, actually, I should say it like this. What really my preparation has become, and I'm sure yours is partly this too, because you kind of alluded to it. It's more about like mental health and the mood I'm in, and like checking in with myself rather than like, let me get this crystal, or let me burn this incense, or like I started seeing people in person recently. Again, I stopped for a very long time during COVID, and then people were like begging for in person, and I'm like, it's the same thing, it doesn't matter. But I was like, all right, let me just do it, right? So I'll like burn incense if people are coming over. You know what I mean? Like, because that like kind of helps set the space for everyone. But when it's just me, like I just got to make sure I'm not cranky. You know what I mean? Or like, you gotta kind of get yourself, like you said, like high on life. Like, you just need to stay in sort of a more positive headspace. And meditation, like you said, that helps a lot. But sometimes you don't have the time to do all of that. So you just gotta check in with yourself and be like, all right, let me put my troubles aside for a minute.
Yeah, because emotional clutter does like put a bit of
Oh,
static on the line. So you gotta
yes.
clean your line of communication and get that clutter out.
Exactly. And that's why we meditate. I think sometimes people that aren't mediums or don't do this work think we meditate because there's some kind of like mystical thing that really needs to happen. And truly, it's just like us turning off the human part of us and being like, can you shut up and worry about your bills later, or whatever it is? Like, you have to help somebody right now. So I think I'm so glad that you brought that up and we're having this conversation, because I think it's enlightening for people to realize that it's not magic. It really is just like a mental health thing. You know what I mean? Like, and of course, working on your chakras, it does open you up to spirit more. I would never take that away from meditation. But I like that you said that you kind of like, you check in with yourself like that. I do the same thing, but that's what I mean by I'm boring, because I think people expect that we're like, we meditate and then I burn a certain candle and I hold a crystal, and I'm like, I'm usually in my pajamas, and I had just got done washing the dishes that I left from the night before. So boring,
I love this. I love this. But it also shows that you're a natural. You can turn it on and turn it off like doop, 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 super quick. So I love that. It
Right.
shows that
Well,
you're a
thank
natural.
you. And it sounds like you're the same way. But truthfully, I think just with time too, like it becomes second nature. How many years are you doing this now, Joelle?
Three.
Three. All right. So you'll as time goes on, you will see that like there will come a day when you're like, oh, okay, let me just like click. I'm sure you do it now. You know what I mean? Like, it after you've done it for a while, especially when you're doing it as your job, right? Like it's it almost becomes like you're in work mode. And then
I
it
do
just
this 5 days a week,
automatically,
so like, yeah.
exactly same. So like, you just kind of are like, all right, I'm sitting down to work. It's almost like a Pavlovian, like, you know what I mean? Like when they ring the bell and the dog starts salivating and gets hungry, we like.
But I always tell people, it's like if you always have the same, just I sit in this chair, I know I'm gonna connect. This is my chair to connect. Like it's almost like
Exactly.
your bed is to sleep, your table is to eat, like there's this click with your head, and it's like, yeah, I know how to do this thing. I'm sitting on my connection chair. Boom, boom, let's do it.
Exactly. And I think when people again, when they light a certain candle or burn some incense, I think that's what it's, you know, for you, it might be the chair you sit in. For other people, it's some incense or you know, a thing that they do. So it's that's really the point of, you know, ritual and things like that. But I do find, I've asked other mediums this before on this show because I'm always so curious, because I always see like the look of disappointment on people's faces when they ask how I get in the zone, and I'm like, they're going to be like, what? You know? But a lot of us Forever Family mediums are not very ritualistic in that way. I find that they are just like you do, or just like I do. Just maybe a quick meditation, you know, sit in a particular chair, put on a, you know, particular playlist, and like it's go time. But that, I would say, to link that back to everyone listening, that means, and I'm sure you know, tell people this too, Joelle, you don't need a bunch of bells and whistles to communicate with your loved ones, even if you're not a medium, right? Like you just got to get, you know, get in the zone, and you know, just sit wherever and designate a spot. Maybe it's a chair, maybe it's a certain room, you know, and you can just kind of get stuff. So before we get to the callers, there's one other thing I wanted to ask you, just really quick, because I probably know the answer. But when it comes to connecting to your own family or your own pets or people that you loved and lost, are you able to, or do you kind of like have to do it in a roundabout sort of way?
It's so interesting, Joe. I don't know how it is for you, but for me, they're not accessible like other people's past loved ones are accessible.
100%.
Because I feel like it would also be like cheating on life. Like if I had access to my own people all the time, well, I would not be going through my growing experiences, my learning experiences, my own things that I came down here to do, because I'd always be relying on, uncle
Grandma.
over there, grandma over there. Like
Yeah.
I would always be like, I would always be relying on their presence. But sometimes I meditate and they show up and it's like the most comforting thing and it's the most healing thing. But I don't know, I'm not in constant communication with them because again, I think I would kind of remove the purpose of being down here and having to do all of our lessons and our learning experiences if they could save me from every single one of my mistakes.
Right, you'd cheat out of every lesson, but I it's the same thing for me. I can't be objective. Like there's too much emotion in there. But when they do show up randomly, it's in like a huge way, in a meditation or in life. Or I had my dog pop in. He passed last year. My little Lammy, and he showed up in a meditation recently to show me something, and I was like, "What the hell are you doing here?" Like, it just kind of happened. Which was super interesting. So that's I figured that's how it works. So that's usually how it works for everybody else. But I had to ask because I do know sometimes clients will lose, you know, a spouse or a child, and they'll say, no, I hear their voice and they've told me things that have happened. And I'm like, can you teach me? Because I can talk to your people, but I can't talk to mine. So I do think that's very interesting. Okay. So for those of you who are just tuning into the show, our guest tonight is certified medium Joelle Tremblay, and be sure to check out Joelle's website at www.spirituelle.ca. And I'll spell that for everyone just in case. It's SPIRITUELLE.ca, because Joelle is our only Canadian medium. Okay, so now before we take our first caller, if we take your call on air, I'll call out to you by your first name, and you can let us know if you would like to have a connection with spirit, and Joelle will do a mini reading for you. Or if you have a question for us instead, we're happy to take your questions. All right, Joelle, ready?
Ready?
Awesome. All right, first up, we have Susan from Tennessee. Hi,
Okay.
Susan.
Hey.
How are
Hi,
you?
Susan. I'm good. How are you?
We're doing good, thanks. Susan, did you want to have a reading, or did you have a connect question for us?
A connection to spirit, please.
Perfect. I will turn you over to Joelle.
Lovely. Hi, Susan. Lovely evening. By the way, for everyone listening, I'm just a doodler. So if you see me, I just wrote down Susan's name, but that's what I'm doing. I'm a doodler. So Susan, just allow me to connect for you for a moment here. Okay, beautiful Susan. Actually, the first thing I get, both my sides are lighting up, my feminine side and my masculine side. Susan, there's so many things coming in for you. The first thing I want to check in with you is, would you understand a mother figure being departed for you?
A mother figure, yes.
Perfect.
A mother, but a mother figure.
Sorry, I didn't get that.
My grandmother.
love that. But there's also on my masculine side, there's someone actually closer in age to you that's also stepping forward. Both my sides are lighting up here. The first speaking though, however, would be your grandmother, but she does show up as a doesn't show as a mom, I want to say this, but definitely a mother figure, which tells me that she would have been very present in your life, helping with the raising of you or just being very present. Because when they show as mother figures, it always means to me that they were very mothering, very nurturing. I do want to voice that for you. She tells me that you're someone who's very, she talks about you. She's very fond of you. She doesn't want to give me validations of her. Yeah, she just wants to talk about you. And I go with it because we only have 5 minutes. But I do want to mention that there's this thing about you, Susan, being just a very, very kind soul, even down here. Like you have this tendency to help others and open your heart to others. And I just want to vocalize that for you. But she's also mentioning that you've recently actually gone through a more recent grief. And then she points to this masculine figure on the other side. So I just want to
Absolutely.
voice that. She just couldn't have me open my light and then not step forward the first. And so I just want to mention that. And I'm going to him for a moment. Okay. Susan, would you understand your dad being departed?
Yes, my dad is.
Sorry.
My dad is, yes.
Okay, because he's stepping forward. There's two male on my masculine side. There's your dad and there's another one.
Yes.
The other one feels very much closer in age to you. I'm just having a little bit of a hard time understanding his exact role in your life, partner or child, because he's very emotional about his passing. His passing would have
My
been,
son.
it's your son, because his passing would have been very fast, very traumatic, because he's very emotional regarding his passing. But I understand he's over flooding my heart with a lot of love. I only have two relationships that do that, my partners and my children. So I understand he's either one of two. Now you've validated for me that he was your son, but that was clear to me just for the overflow of love he has for you. He's snapping his fingers, which for me is always a sign of a quick departure. Your dad and your grandmother are very, very protective of him. I have a sense that he is beautifully navigating the other side, by the way, the transition piece. But nonetheless, he's a bit surprised, like, whoop, okay, I ended up over here. Like, whoop, kind of a did not mean for that to happen, is what he's saying.
Yes.
And there's also a need, Susan, for you to release any guilt of saving him because there was no saving him in this situation. He's very clear that there was no saving him in this situation.
Yes, thank you.
Your son is a fabulous energy. I must say this. Like he's the type of guy that like loves birthdays, love friends, loves being around. Like he has a beautiful energy. I must say this because he's two things right now. Okay, thank you, Joe. He's emotional about his passing, but he's also like such a beaming personality. I want to say this. I do understand that in his last like maybe year or two down here, I do understand he would have been going through like life question, like what's my purpose? Where am I going? What are my next steps? Like, 'cause he's showing to me that in his last few years down here, he was going through all of those big life questions, but needing you, mom, to know that he's right back to his actual soul, his core of who he is, which is an absolutely beautiful, beautiful being. And yeah, he's very happy to be. Actually, this is interesting. I'm not certain that your son got to meet your grandmother down here because he's like delighted to be meeting with her. She's very, very, she spoils him. They both say this
Yes,
with a laugh.
it may him. No.
They love each other. And so I just want to give that over to you. And the last thing I will say is that I do have a sense that your son is actually very strong in physical signs. So like the birds, the feathers, the all of this, not necessarily the flashing the lights, more like the physical sign. So if you want to ask him for a sign, like just know that he's really boom, going into that door. So there's a because he's like, tell my mom I want to connect directly to her. And I'm like, okay, how? And he says, signs, signs. So just know this.
Yes.
Absolutely. Thank you, Susan.
Thank you,
That
Susan. And actually,
was so wonderful. Thank you so much.
Susan, before you go, I was picking up on something myself. I usually try to mind my business, but when it comes up, it comes up. Susan, I have a very unusual name that your son kept giving me, and I don't know who this would be to you. Do you know like an Ike, like IKE or something, or is I don't know what I've never even gotten that name in a reading before. Would you know who that is?
No, I can't place that.
That's okay. Please just keep that there, because
Okay.
that I don't even think I've ever met anybody named Ike in my entire
Well,
life.
Joe, I know an Isaac. Isaac. I don't Isaac. I don't know how you say that in English. And his nickname is Ike.
Oh, that's Joel. That's for you, Susan. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Okay, it might have been for
That's
Joel. We'll talk about it after the
okay.
show. Thank you, Susan.
Thank you, Susan. We
Thank
love you.
you.
All right, take care. Oh my God,
You
Joelle, I'm
bye.
sorry.
No, don't be. Don't be. You
The
see?
whole time you were reading, I was like, who the hell's Ike?
It's
Okay,
really random.
we'll talk about it after the show. I won't waste everyone's time. We'll do that privately. Okay, next up we have Carrie from Cleveland. Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
How are
Hi.
you?
I'm good. I
Good,
would
good.
love a connection with spirit. Thanks so much for sharing your
Awesome.
gift with us.
Oh, thank you for calling, and we appreciate it. All
Yay!
right,
Hi,
Joel.
Carrie. Hi. Carrie, is your mom departed?
No, mm-mm.
Just a moment. Okay, Carrie, I'm just the reason I asked this a question and a statement is I have this mother figure. She doesn't necessarily go to you, but she's definitely besides me. And I'm just asking her if she's meant to be
Sure.
coming with someone else later. I'm just having this little conversation with this lovely mom that I have over my shoulder, that if someone is on a line waiting for their turn, it's not yet her turn. So just allow me here for a second to just release her over. Okay. And then come right back to you, Carrie. And let's go over here. Okay. Carrie, this is very interesting for you. I have like two extremes in the spirits. I have higher masculine, and then I have younger little souls. Those are usually my pets, to be quite frank. So you probably have a pet on the other side, but I'm being brought to older masculine for the time being. So let me just go to this older male for a second. Okay, Carrie, he definitely has a grandfather energy. Carrie, would you understand your maternal grandfather, so your mom's dad, being departed?
Yes.
Okay, because he's my one stepping forward. He has this very, very grounding energy about him. Like he's a very masculine energy. Like he would be very grounded, very comfortable, very like, yeah, very soothing. Carrie, he tells me that your mom. Carrie?
Oh yeah, sorry, I lost you at my mom.
You're a mom?
What about all I heard was my mom.
No. He's mentioning about you having the role of the mother, you being a mother.
Oh yes, I'm the mother.
Okay, yes, because that's where he's going, because he's going to your littles. He's going to you being a mom. I don't know about the size of your family, Carrie, but he's telling me that that was a big question mark. Like, do I have more? Am I done? I just want to mention this because he tells me that you're a beautiful mom, and that's something that you're very careful giving about, is like making sure that you're very intentional about how many children you have, because you want to really, really devote yourself to the best of their growth, the best of their emotional stability, like giving them all of their resources. So I do want to mention this. Absolutely. Your grandfather is actually a very, very caring gentleman. I will say this. He has a lot of love for you, a lot of watching over you, 1,000%. Let me ask him here for a second. Okay. Carrie, did your mom recently go on a trip?
Yeah, she's on the trip.
Oh, she is currently on the trip. Okay, because he's telling me like he flew in a plane with your mom, like trying to protect, like being her little protective angel over there. So I just want to give that to you as a validation of him being very, very omnipresent. And I know that sometimes we think of grandparents as like more looser connections, but your grandfather is actually not. He's a very, very caring person. Now, Joe just signed me that I have a minute. Carrie, I must admit that I'm terrible with animal communication. I'm a lot better with human communication. But would you understand you having a dog that is departed?
I do.
Okay, because there's this very, very like super, super kind, goofy on the side, kind of like almost like always a puppy. Like the dog, sorry. I missed that. We have like some sort of like, but that's okay. I'll give you everything I get about this dog. There's this thing about like he's 12. We're like, how old is your puppy? Type of thing. There's this energy about this dog that steps forward because, again, I really, really get animal, but this jolly little dog is just so present for you that oh, right. Yeah, there is a delay on the line. Thank you. But anyways, I just want to give you also this dog's love because clearly he's part of your spirit team because he, yeah, charged forward to come through. So thank you. Thank you so much, Carrie.
Oh, thank you so
Thank you,
much.
Carrie.
Thank you.
Have a good night. Thanks again for calling and listening.
Right.
All
Right. You
right.
too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right. Awesome. All right, y'all. Ready for the next one? I'll let you get one sip of water in between. No, I'm kidding. You get one. Okay. Next up, we have Tom from Virginia. Hi, Tom.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. Thanks. How are you?
Doing well, doing well.
Good, good. All right. So, Tom, did you want to make a connection with spirit or did you have a question for us?
Connection with spirit, please.
Sure thing. You got it.
Absolutely, Tom. And Joe, I don't think that anyone's ever has a question. I think we just
It
this.
happens like once a year.
Okay, I figured. Okay. Hi, Tom. So happy to meet you.
Hi.
Tom, you have tons of little people. Okay, we have I'm gonna be brought to my feminine side, but Tom, do you also understand your dad being departed?
No.
Your dad is still with us? My God, what's happening to me tonight? I get all of their parents ahead of time. Because I had this dad's figure on my side, but I'm being brought, as I said, to you all over on my feminine side.
Okay.
Okay. And then I have a younger being also connected to you, Tom. Okay, let me just connect
That
here.
makes sense.
Sorry?
That makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, this is interesting. I'm being pinged in every single direction here, Tom. Tom, would you understand losing a child?
Yes.
Because would he have been a son?
No.
Okay, it's a daughter. I apologize again. Your daughter comes as this big ball of energy rather than a figure. She down here would have been a huge empath. Like she would have been a really, really emotionally sensitive person, sensitive to others, caring about others. Because I must voice this for you, Tom. The way your daughter steps forward is such, she has such purity to her soul. Like, she's such a kind person.
Yeah.
That with her, all I get are like the feelings, the sentiments. She's a big feeler. So apologies for misgendering her, but she's like all in my feelings rather than showing me her body or showing me her hobbies. She's like really this feeler person. She's showing me a frame photo of her that you would have at home, Tom. So there's a frame photo of her. It doesn't necessarily, I don't feel like it's on the wall. It feels like it would more be like, you know, some of those frames that are like on a table and a desk or something, like those frames that you can just, because there's an angle to the frame that she's showing me. It's a frame photo of her. Tom, do you have a beautiful connection with nature?
Yes.
Yeah, because somehow, some way, you and her connect through nature a lot. Because it's very important that I note that, she says. Because I feel like when she was down here, she had that connection, but that's a lot of the times that's where you meet her now. Because she needs you to know that she's there also.
That makes sense.
I want to voice that for her, for her and for you, but also she holds your hand. You're a very present dad. Like you're a very present dad because she keeps holding your hand, like you showed her the way. Like she needs you to know how amazing of a dad you are to her. Like you're such a guiding light to her.
Thank you.
No, she thanks you. She just said thank you, and she says, "No, tell him I thank him." Just very much so, very much so. And I ask her about all of the swirling of the energies in the beginning, like why was I pinged over to a dad and then to this and then that. Now take it or leave it, because I understand this part is more spiritual than. But your daughter on the other side, she's a big helper. She can't help herself but to want to help other souls. She's connected to a lot of people. And so I really love that. She's yeah, she there's this sense of like feeling purposeful for her as a soul. I just want to voice that. And so 'cause she feels fulfillment. She feels fulfilled, even on the other side. And so I thank her for this. I ask her what messages she brings forward for you, or anything she wants to mention. Tom, would you understand her mom still being also down here?
Yes.
But there might be a. I don't know what the communication is with mom because she's not showing me if the two of you are together or separated. So I just want to acknowledge that I don't know the nature of the relationship, but she does show me that her mom is down here because she also wants to she says that she also wants to blow kisses to her mom. And I say, okay, I love this for her. And she's asking you, Tom, to take care of yourself a little bit more, because she says you've been putting yourself on the back burner a lot. To never hesitate to go back in nature and find her there. And so
Awesome. Thank you.
I thank her. Okay, she's telling me she wants to go to you, so she might get a lot of like the shivers and the goosebumps because she's like, "Well, I'm going to dad." And I say, "Okay." Oh, she has this beautiful energy. So I thank her. She's waving at me, so I just wave back, and I release her over to you, Tom. Thank you
Then,
so much for
Tom,
your time, Tom.
before you go, I got to chime in
Thank
again. I'm
you.
sorry. Joelle, let me know if this is
Yep.
you again. But Tom, just really quick, two things that I got. I feel your daughter too. There's also a very strong mom energy over there. I don't know if this would be like mother or a grandmother that you grew up with, but she's very protective over you. And I got a big thank you from her for calling tonight. So I don't know if you like almost didn't, or I don't know, you were, this is maybe not something you would usually do or something, but it's a big thank you for making the phone call. Just saying, from spirit. But the other thing is, Tom, I don't know if this is your daughter, if this is somebody else that this is connected to. I saw something about like seizures or a neurological disorder. And then I felt, I don't know if this is the same person, this is two different people, but there's something about like somebody possibly being on the spectrum or like a delay mentally, like maybe they were born and didn't develop in like the same time as most other people. Would you understand who that is? If that's two different people, if that's one person?
I don't really understand it. There was another child that an aunt had quite some time ago that didn't she wasn't born very long, so and I don't know why she passed away, but
Okay,
can't really explain.
you might have to ask about that one, because if it's not your daughter, I was going to say it's definitely someone else younger, that I feel like would have definitely had those issues. But this whole like seizure thing or neurological, like there's something about that. Please just keep an eye on an ear about that one. That's not like a warning, like it's you or another child, but I do feel like that might, the way your daughter's showing it to me, it's an important detail that you might not think of right at this moment, just because you're on the spot and you're on the radio and there's, you know, a thousand people listening. So forgot, sorry about that. But just keep that in mind, because that's something else you wanted to bring up. But the bigger message was that thank you for calling. That there's that that's an important, it like it's very important that you
So
that
today
again.
was marked 1 year. Marked 1 year that our daughter had passed.
Oh, it's our anniversary today. Okay, I got it. That's hard. So that's why they're saying thank you for calling today. That
Oh
makes
my God, I'm
sense.
so glad she came through and you got through and we got to celebrate her. Oh,
Yeah, there's definitely a reason you
thank you
got through
so much.
today
I
for sure,
appreciate
Tom.
you. Thank
Of
you, Tom.
course.
Yeah,
You
thank
take
you, guys.
care, okay?
Love you guys. All right, take
All right.
care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye bye bye.
Awesome. This is why we do this. This is why we do this show. No, that's amazing that he got through on her
I
anniversary.
love
That's true.
divine timing like this. I
Yeah,
love
that's
it.
very, very special. Okay, next up we have Christine from Florida. Hi, Christine.
Hello, thank you for taking my call.
Oh, of course. Thank you for calling. So, Christine, did you have a question for us, or did you want to make a connection with Spirit?
I'd like to make a connection, please.
Of course
Awesome. You got it.
you would, Christine. Christine.
Do you recognize my voice?
I don't.
We met at the Fort Myers retreat.
Christine, is your mom departed?
Yes. Pardon me? Yes, she
Is your
is.
mom departed? Sorry.
Yes.
She's the mom that stepped forward earlier. Because, Christine, you got on the phone and that mom energy, boom, swam at me and she stepped forward again. I want to mention this. I don't think, Christine, that you're here for her tonight, but I gotta let you know that your mom is this big ball of energy that will not let me go or let you go until she comes through. So we gotta welcome mom.
Thank you.
Okay, Christine, do you understand your mom being a kind person, but strong opinions, and she would happily share those opinions with people?
Yes.
Yeah, because I have this sense that she's this, she makes me laugh so much. She gets me hot, actually. Your mom, she's on a mission. Sorry.
Yes.
She was like that down here, and she's like that on the other side. She's just like, yeah, she's ringing my bell. She's not leaving my side. I don't know what about it, Christine, because it's an odd one. It's about jam. Like, did your mom like jam?
Possibly that could be my mother-in-law.
It's interesting, because there's a the The only thing it's a jar of red jam. It's raspberry or strawberry, and it's put in front of me. And it's a and
Must
I ask her, what am I
be
doing with this?
Smuckers.
Sorry?
Must be Smuckers
Is the
is the
I don't think
brand.
we have this in Canada. Is the packaging red?
Yes.
I love this. See, there's a this red jam put in front of me. Like I love this thing. Like Joelle, have some of this. And I say, thank you, I'm not hungry at the moment. But anyways, I was offered jam, and so I just want to say this. Just a second, I'm actually gonna ask them to step both your mom and your mother-in-law, step one next to another. Okay, oh my God. Okay, I love this. Okay, your mother-in-law, she's they're both really fun. That's how I'm gonna word it. They're both really fun. They both have really, really strong energy, but your mom is definitely definitely a strong spirit. I do have a sense that your mom actually invites herself over, and you know this because I feel like she leaves little traces, little signs, little marks. Your mom invites over herself over at your place very often.
Oh, good.
There's a really, really strong connection with your mom, 1,000%. Christine, are you a tea drinker?
Pardon me?
Are you a tea drinker?
Only when I'm sick. But my mother-in-law, was Irish, so it was a cup of tea to everything.
Okay, because
Happy or sad was a reason to put. There was always a reason to put the kettle on.
I love this. Okay, so then for this is your mother-in-law because there was just a tea, but not handed over to me, it was handed over to you. So someone just gifted you a tea, a cup of tea. So I love that. Okay, so she knew you'd recognize her by just handing you over a cup of tea. I love this. I asked both of these
Yes.
beautiful ladies what messages they carry for you. And if there's, just a lot of love. It's interesting, Christine. I know that you were not necessarily looking to connect with them tonight because that's what your mom is saying, but she says, and I never remember. So I know we met at the retreat. Love this, but I never remember the spirits I bring forward. It's like almost amnesia type of
Of
thing.
course.
Your mom is letting me know that. Exactly. You were not necessarily looking forward to connecting with her tonight, but there was this 5 minutes, and she says, "Joelle, it's ladies' night tonight. We're getting those 5 minutes." And I laugh because at
That's
my
great.
golf, ladies' night is Thursdays, and I say, "It is ladies' night. It's Thursday." And so I love this, and she absolutely needs you to know how much she loves and adores you, and also how grateful she is for all of the hard work you did for like managing her estate or her legacy, because it feels to me like it piled onto you, and she's just so grateful of all of the hard work you did there. So lots of thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for all of this, all of this.
Oh, good.
Thank you, Christine.
Thank
Thank you
you.
so much.
Thank you, Christine. So glad I got to connect with you
Oh,
again.
that was lovely.
Thank you.
Right, you take care. Thanks for calling. All
Thank you.
right.
Bye-bye.
Awesome. Bye. Okay, we're gonna stay in Florida. Next up, we have Laura from Florida. Hi,
Okay.
Laura.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi,
Laura. Hello, Joel. Hi, Joel.
Hi, how are you?
Ah, Laura. Full disclosure. Yes, I know that voice. Oh.
This another person from the
How
retreat?
are you? No.
Oh.
Encantada, Laura. Estoy muy bien. ¿Y tú?
Estoy bien, gracias.
Oh, bueno.
So excited, so excited I could connect with you.
I'm so
Oh.
excited too. Let me just open my light over here. Okay, Laura. I do know this little spirit. Well, she's not so little, but yes. Laura, would you understand your daughter, she comes in dancing, but like I don't know what type of dance it is, but it's ha active dancing. Like I'm getting hot and sweaty. Like I don't know if it's salsa or hip hop, or I don't know what it is, but I'm getting really sweaty with this
Hip
dancing
hop
thing.
and K-pop and all that stuff.
Oh, K-pop. Okay, because I'm like moving all of my limbs, but I tell her I have no idea
Well,
that
she danced a lot of things, like a lot of different things. But yes,
I'm doing. Okay, I
any
love
dance
this.
would.
Because she comes in dancing. She's not alone on the other side. Laura, does she have a grandfather with her as well?
Yes, probably.
Okay. Because she points to over there and she says, "Oh, grandpa's here as well," but she doesn't really matter. She says, "Tonight is my night." And I tell her, "I love this. I absolutely love this." It's so funny because I remember we connected like over a year or so ago, but her spirit is just so beautiful, abundant, sparkly. She says that's exactly how she would be described down here, like sparkly, sparkly. She loved, especially that word. She loved that word. Very,
Yes.
very, very feminine. And how she looked in her fashion. She's gorgeous. She's gorgeous. Oh my God, is she ever gorgeous? But she says, "So is my mom. So is my mom." And she says that the two of you are mother daughter, but best friend. Like we talk about like makeup and fashion, and I steal your clothes, and we have this, this tightness connection that she brings forward. I love this. Laura, do you also have a son down here?
Yes.
Okay, because she's mentioning having a brother that's still down here. Is he younger than her?
Yes.
Okay, because she shows me that on the timeline. And he would currently like be in school studying.
Yes.
Okay, because she's saying she's furrowing her brows, which tells me that he's wondering if he's on the right path. If that's what he wants to do with his life, like, because when she does this thing, it's always my thing for, oh, I have a lot of questions in my mind regarding that topic. And so he's not done with figuring out himself and where he wants to go with his studies.
Yes.
And she says, as long as he put one foot in front of the other, she'll keep helping him. She'll keep showing him the way. She'll keep really, She says, even though he would tease her a lot down here, she will put that aside and she will show up for her brother and help him. I say, I love their sibling relationship. She loves him. She adores him. She thinks he's very funny.
Oh.
Laura, would you happen to have a garden outside and butterflies visiting that garden often?
Most Yeah, I understand that.
Okay, because she shows me a garden. She says it's yours. And she says she often tries to come as a little butterfly, as trying to visit you, because apparently you spend a lot of time in that garden or caring for that garden.
Yes.
And she loves meeting you there because she feels like when you're there, you're very grounded, calm, peaceful. And so she loves meeting you in that energy.
Yes, I understand that completely.
Would you, Laura, happen to be wearing some of her jewelry? Do you have like some of her earrings that you wear?
I just put them on before the call. Yes.
Because she love that. I love that. She saw you. She saw you. I love this. I adore this. Okay. Okay. She's so funny. She loves, oh, Laura, I'm so happy that she stepped forward. I'm so happy that she's giving you all of those validations because she says that her dad, which she makes me feel like the two of you are still together. She makes me feel like he's like different path when it comes to his belief, like the spiritual beliefs and everything. But she says some of the things he can deny, it's her, he can deny. And so she's just so happy because she says you can bring all of those back to dad. And I say, of course, of course. Okay, the last little thing here, Laura, is did she used to have a cat when she was younger?
No.
Because she just brings, there's not a cat stepping forward. She just brings the word cat for me. And I'm just not sure who has a cat, who the cat is linked to. There's something about a cat, but I'm not getting the visual attached to it. So I don't see her next to a cat, or so I'm struggling to understand where the cat is. And I ask her if it's a stray cat that visits you as part of the signs that she wants to send you. I'm not exactly quite sure, Laura. So just keep in mind the cat piece, because I feel like there's something unfolding there about the cat. Like either she's gonna use a cat to come and visit. Like there's something about a cat that she's kind of playing with, but she's not yet giving me the full message. Okay, let me go back to her. Yeah. She's still dancing. Like every single part of her body is moving. And I'm like, oh my God, you must be so exhausting after all of this. And she says, no. She says, no, Joelle, you should try it. It's okay. Oh, mom, she loves you so much. She knows her passing, her transition was very, very difficult. We rushed. We just couldn't. She says, release any guilt regarding that. There was no, you, nothing could have gone fast enough to save her. We rushed, she keeps saying. She's really, really, really doing so well. She's really happy. And she says, not to worry about the cat thing. She's gonna make it clear. And I tell her, okay. I tell her, I'm releasing that over to her. And she says that you actually look really good in the earrings. She says you can keep them. Okay. It's okay. I thank her and I send her right back to you, Laura.
Thank you so much. Thank you so
Oh,
much.
Thanks for
besos,
calling,
so
Laura. We
happy we got
appreciate
to
it.
connect. Thank you.
All right. You take
Thank
care. Have a
you.
good night.
Good
How
night. Thank you
funny.
so much.
How funny, Joelle. Two people in a row that know who
I
you are. That's very, very, and it's the odds are not great because you're all the way in Canada and they're in Florida. So it's like kind of
I know.
funny
I
that it's,
feel so blessed.
yeah, that it's two people. That's awesome. Well, that was spirit, obviously, for sure. That's definitely what that is. All right. Well, we are just about out of time, but I would like to thank our guest, Joelle Tremblay, for joining us this evening. And Joelle, if our listeners would like more information about your work or they want to schedule a private reading with you, is the best way through your website?
Everything is on my website. I must say, Joe, that currently I'm fully booked until July. My July availabilities are going to be released in a few weeks. The best way is always to just sign up for my either my Instagram or my newsletter. I always announce when new readings come out. And I'm just blessed. Thank you everyone for your trust, because I know they go fast, and I'm just so blessed and thankful to be able to do this work and create a meaningful connection.
Oh, awesome. And what's your Instagram handle and your website?
They're both the same. They are both spirituel.ca. So that's spirit, SPIRITULLE, kind of like my name, ELLE dot CA. They're both the same, spirituel.ca.
Got it, on Instagram and online. And if you guys get confused by that at all, you could just go on Forever Family and look at the mediums directory and you could find Joelle's link on there and you can go find her. I'm sure your Instagram is linked to your website and stuff too. So there are plenty of ways to find this gal. Don't fret. All right. Well, Joelle, thank you so much. I appreciate
Thank
it.
you,
It's
y'all.
wonderful as always. And I'd like to also thank our listeners for being with us tonight. And we do hope that each of every and every one of you find your way to healing. And we invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And as always, I'm Joe Peretta, your host. And if you'd like to check out my work, you could visit me online at joeperetta.com. That's PERRETA. Or you could add me on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. I'm on YouTube even. I'm all over the place. So just Google Joe Peretta and you'll find all my links. And in the meantime, I'd like to wish you all a wonderful evening. And as always, remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.
Thank you.